My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, we're really excited about this week. We're excited to prepare for the Colts' big-time matchup for us. So we're really looking forward to it. Had a really good day of work today, our first one, prepping for the Colts. So excited about, you know, all of our guys are out there, available, working. Excited about the work that we put in today.
As D'Amico Ryans, he's excited for week one. We're excited for week one. Hopefully you're excited for week one. Noon kickoff Sunday, Texans and Colts. Here on Sports Radio 610, 9 o'clock, Texans countdown. That'll be me and Seth getting you ready for the game. Very excited, Seth. I would contend that this, and I don't think I'm being hyperbolic or off base here. The first goal every year is to win the division. I know the goal is to win the Super Bowl, but I know a lot of coaches look at it first like, hey, let's eat what's on our plate in the division, win that, and then the chips fall where they may when you get to the postseason. In terms of winning the division, and thus, to me, maybe in terms of doing what you want to accomplish this year, this empirically is the most important game on the schedule. I know the Chiefs and the Ravens are bigger marquee value. I know they're going to play some primetime games against the Cowboys and the Lions and the Jets back-to-back-to-back later this season. But if you – I think the Colts – I feel strongly the Colts are the second-best team in this division. You win the game at their place, as you have done each of the last 2 years. And I don't know what the win probabilities are and the percentages. I just know that you win this game, and it really enhances your chances of accomplishing that goal of winning the division.
You know, the pregame show last night, that NBC pregame show is by far my least favorite studio show in all of football. Yeah. But Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy were sitting there talking about at some point, I was just half listening, but it was some situation where if the Patriots lost, they were going to have to go play in Indianapolis in that environment and how they didn't want to do that, which I really wasn't buying. But I was kind of thinking like, I don't think the Texans are all that scared of that environment.
No.
They went in there in what amounted to a playoff game last year and shut those stupid, pasty-faced Indianapolisans. They shut them down
early,
so it was that incredibly loud fan base up there and everything playing in their little tin can of a stadium. It was no big deal. So I do like the notion of CJ Stroud going up and just owning that stadium.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too. So let's get to the matchups in this game here, the six pack. Ben, do we still have our little thing where I open a can of something in there? Do we still have that? The little sound effect. Yeah. Okay. Can number one. And I know this is one that's going to be high on your list, Seth, because for you, coming into the preseason, the interior of the Texans' offensive line was a major concern. And
yes.
And hopefully they alleviated some of your concerns throughout training camp, but this is if we're kind of stack ranking the interiors of the defensive line they're going to go against this year, this one's pretty high up the board with DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart. This is a big matchup on Sunday.
If you really want to be the team that you're capable of being, it's one of the huge questions is how are you going to do versus stout front sevens? I would extend that back to the linebackers. The Colts, they don't necessarily try to fool you a whole bunch. They might change. Maybe Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator, changes some things this year. But they just line up and they play good, fundamentally sound physical football on defense. And those interior defensive linemen are really good. The thing about the Texans in the run game, Bobby Slowick talked about it yesterday where he wasn't making excuses, but he said he felt like they didn't really have a lot of continuity on the offensive line during training camp. Which, I mean, that basically amounts to, Laramie Tunsil didn't practice.
Correct.
I'm looking around, and I'm like, all right, I know, the right side guys took a day off here or there, but for the most part, it was Laramie Tunsil didn't practice. So that doesn't make me feel a whole lot better about the interior offensive line. I'm optimistic about both Drew Scruggs and Kenyon Green in the long term, but it's really a matter of, all right, now you've got continuity, it's week one, and I don't need them to shut down DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart, but those two guys are one of the best tandems in the NFL. If you're running this scheme properly, you don't have to manhandle people.
Yeah.
You just got to be technically sound, get your head in the right spot as an offensive lineman, and wheel on guys or push them where they're going to begin with, and just be crisp with it, and you can take advantage of that when you have a back like Joe Mixon. So that's really, I'm not sitting here in my mind hoping to see them drive DeForest Buckner back into Zaire Franklin's lap or anything. Right. They just got to be on time and precise with their responsibilities. In pass protection, I'm not as worried about it, Sean. This is where I'm getting kind of cocky. We can talk about it when we get into some of these other matchups. But there's something about this team that I'm not worried about the pass protection.
Okay.
At all.
Okay. Well, let's get to number two. Number two. Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Barkeep. I'm just excited to watch this one because you're excited to watch this one, I know. Laramie Tunsil against Leatu Latu, rookie defensive end.
Yeah, so one of our listeners yesterday said he bet an over-under on how many times I say Leatu Latu today. And I don't know if he was – I don't know if he thinks I'm too fixated on this or if he just thinks I like saying Leatu Latu. But – Leatu Latu, I love this kid as a prospect just because he's got a good story that he was basically barred from playing football because of a neck condition. He doctor shopped around until he found a doctor at UCLA that would let him play. So he went, and in the meantime, he was like, when he wasn't able to play, he and his defensive line coach sat down. They studied James Harden to incorporate a Euro step into his move, into his pass rush arsenal. And he's very, very polished, and the kid has worked his butt off. But he's not necessarily all that scary of an athlete. He lines up on the right side of their defensive line. He's going to go against Laramie Tunsil. And I think that this will be very much a Laramie Tunsil giving Leatu Latu a welcome to the NFL education and NFL pass rushing. Yeah, I like Latu as a prospect. I despise him and I hate him and I wish everything bad upon him now that he's a Colt. But I am intrigued to watch this matchup and to hopefully see. Look, Laramie Tunsil was never full go during training camp. I hope Laramie Tunsil is sharpening on his game.
Yeah.
I don't want this to be a reminder to Laramie Tunsil. They're like, hey, you're not quite there yet.
That's right. Which brings us to number three in the six pack, which is if they are able to pass protect, this is the fun part. Unleashing hell on the Achilles heel of the Colts defense. These three receivers going and Dalton Schultz going against this defense, specifically this secondary. I cannot wait for this. I am so excited about this.
I don't know how they consume their sports talk up in Indianapolis. No. Probably like Sports Talk Telegram or something. A bunch of laggards up there. But I would imagine that there's a lot of conversation about this. Looking around at their young defensive backfield and thinking, what the hell are we going to do about this? Are we just going to sit back? And I think they're going to play conservative coverages. The Colts, again, maybe this will change. They don't blitz a lot at all. They're very safe. They had a lot of sacks. They had a weird dynamic where they had a lot of sacks, but not necessarily a whole lot of quarterback pressures. They got lucky a little bit. But I, this is why I don't worry about the pass protection, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Is with the Texans' receiving weapons, they can put Nico Collins in the backfield to be an extra blocker and be just fine. You can have seven-man protection. Keep Nico Collins at the tight end position to jam, help chip or jam
chip,
a defensive end before you take off in pass protection. There's going to be guys open. So I think that Bobby Slowick can do anything and everything he needs to do to help out those interior offensive linemen early on in the game. And there's still going to be opportunities downfield.
Yeah.
I just, like, we'll get into the Anthony Richardson matchup. There's things about him that make me nervous. But when it comes into just turning this thing into a shootout, I think this could be a really fun game.
Yes.
They could really, really unleash hell in this one.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Last one on the offensive side for the Texans. This is Joe Mixon's debut. I'm intrigued by that. I am equally intrigued by who gets the 7 or 8 or 9 carries that are not Joe Mixon carries in this game. Is it going to be Damian Pierce, who is listed on the depth chart at number 2? Or is it going to be Cam Akers, whose performance in training camp would dictate that he's probably the one who deserves the second running back carries? I'm very interested to see who's active for the game. Maybe they're both active for the game. I don't know. Again, the running back position not named Joe Mixon has a vast window as to what we could see on Sunday against the Colts.
Usually last year the Texans would go into the game with 3 running backs active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember one time it was Mike Boone. Dario Gumbawale wasn't active early in the season. It was Mike Boone. One of the active running backs, it might not be Dario Gumbawale. I feel like somehow people have established him as a fixture in a special team's absolute need or whatever.
It was the kicking stuff last year that did it for him.
Yeah,
the emergency
kicker. I think that I'm going to be intrigued to see if British Brooks is active.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Cam Akers or Damian Pierce, but then also, all right, is one of those guys inactive but British Brooks is active and they're going to try to use him as a fullback and see how he can do? What's the over-under? If you had to guess, let's say it's even odds or whatever, who do you put money on being active in the game if only Cam Akers or Damian Pierce was active?
I'm going to say Cam Akers. You can't treat this like these carries in these games don't matter. You cannot have a guy working out his kinks on the road at Indy in week 1. And that's what Damian is doing right now. He's, in their eyes, some people probably view him as he's done. He can't play in this system. At worst case, the Texans view him as somebody who's still working through a lot of things. You can't work through things against the Colts in Indy in week 1.
I think Carson Steele is the rookie, I think undrafted free agent running back for the Chiefs. And early on in the game, I wanted to see Carson Steele.
You wanted to see him bad.
In the preseason, it was fun to watch. He kind of mimics Pacheco's running style, but it's a fun name to say. And they did put him in the game early. He got some carries later on, but they put him in the game, and they kind of had him split out wide.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, for the Texans, if they were to use one of their backup running backs, Cam Akers, when he splits up wide, stresses the defense more so than Damian.
No doubt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, let's get these last two, and let's flip it over to the defensive side for the Texans. Anthony Richardson, I'll say versus D'Amico Ryans. Here was D'Amico earlier this week on prepping for Anthony Richardson.
As we prepare, right, it's we look at everything. Right? We look at everything. No, Richardson had a sample size of plays, not many. So still a young player in this league, still has a lot ahead of him, all right, a lot of ball ahead of him, but we just go off of what we see. That's all we can do, focus on what we've seen on tape, you know, and try to work from there.
Okay, if I put myself in the offensive coordinator or head coach's position of a team that has a running back with incredible athletic ability.
You mean do you mean a quarterback or a running? Do you
yeah,
said
what
running,
did I say?
You said running back.
Son of a... Dang it, man.
They have a good one of those, too. That's why I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Get your head in the game, Seth. No, thank you. Thank you, Sean. Quarterback. It's, man, you got to make this devil's compromise every single game.
Yeah.
Of, all right, long term, I can't be running this guy so much because he's going to get injured. Like Lamar Jackson last night. I mean, there's people saying he needs to run more, and I kind of agree with them, but he ran the ball 16 times in that game. You can't do that for the entire season.
No.
And I think Shane Steichen right now is thinking that same thing. I think the thing about Shane Steichen, the coach and offensive coordinator for the Colts, as opposed to like Todd Monken for the Ravens, I think Steichen is brilliant in the RPO game.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, with Gardner Minshew as the quarterback, they executed it really well. And you use the threat of the quarterback run without actually having to subject him to that much abuse. That's the biggest thing. The RPO game... When the linebackers just have to wait on making their decision on whether they're in coverage or coming up and filling, it burned the Texans last year. It's a weird thing to say, but honestly, in this game, really the linebackers are the key to whether or not Anthony Richardson really eats. Just, do they not get exposed by the RPO game? And then other than that, just play your responsibilities, all 11, and Anthony Richardson's going to get his yardage in the run game, but you just can't let it be a 25-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, and that leads into the last one here in the six-pack. Number six is, you know, I feel strongly you got to make Anthony Richardson beat you with his arm, win first and second down, all those cliches. If they do decide, Seth, maybe to stack the box a little bit and they're leaving their corners out on islands here, Stingley is perfectly equipped to handle that. This is Kamari Lassiter's debut. You know, is he in? You know, is he going against Michael Pittman Jr. at times? Is it Alec Pierce? Is it his former teammate, A.D. Mitchell, who started out at Georgia, ended up at Texas? Kamari Lassiter in his debut versus whoever is a really intriguing thing for me.
Yeah,
on defense.
Yeah, and again, this comes back to Shane Steichen too. So I really Shane Steichen is kind of my coaching version of Leatu Latu. Really intrigued, liked them, was excited about these guys until they become Colts, and now I could care less if they get scurvy. Just please, You know, which is probably it's still a thing up in Indianapolis. Not big into their fruits and vegetables.
Oh,
obviously
scurvy, beriberi disease. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, so Shane Steichen is going to scheme up some stuff for Kamari Lassiter, and I'm here for it. I'm excited about it. I'm very much in that mode of test him. Go ahead, test him. Let's see what we've got.
Yeah,
and Kamari Lassiter is thinking the same thing.
Yes. Oh hell yeah, he is. Hell yeah, because they ain't attacking.
Test me. Somebody challenge me.
Wear a headband that says "Test me, Kamari Lassiter."
I bet Lassiter was kind of PO'd after the Giants preseason game. You know, that he probably went into that game thinking like, oh, yeah, they're going to test me. Let's go. Let's do this.
Dude,
you know, and then they didn't.
You didn't even know he was out there. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. they didn't even go his direction. All right,
not as a criticism of him. He just didn't even get the opportunity.
Didn't get to, yeah. All right, let's get to headlines. We haven't touched on the Astros yet, so let's do that. We'll get to the Stros. Bad week so far in Cincinnati against the Reds. We'll get to that. We'll get to the NFL. If you missed it last night, we'll get you all up to speed on Thursday Night Football and a whole lot more in headlines coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.